can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Welcome to week 6 of FanDuel Manual. We are here to help you win your FanDuel matchups each week. We scour all the different sites and consolidate all the experts' picks across the field to bring you your weekly FanDuel analysis. This week I added an additional site so we have more experts' projections added into the equation. I'm your host, Brendan Barnett. With me, as always, is Chris Cowan. How are you doing today, Chris?
Doing good. How's everybody doing out there?
We're all doing good. I know we are we're having a bit of an abbreviated podcast today, so we're going to make it brief and give you our picks quickly. Also with us is Doug Hayes. Doug, why don't you tell a little bit about the website and what information our guests can, our listeners can find on there?
Yeah, sure. The website is FanDuelManual.com. It'll have all of our picks. It'll have the spreadsheet that you can take a look at. Also have a place where you can contact us, as well as we're doing a tournament this week that you can enter. We're going to have the first 10 people that enter, we're going to allow you to be, and we'll announce the winners on the next week's show.
That's right. That's going to be a 55K, so that's going to be an expert league to challenge the experts. I know we use that term loosely since Chris seems to be the expert so far. The format that we're going to be talking about is going to be the 60K for this podcast. We're talking about the tournaments that typically the 50-50s, all of the FanDuel tournaments are 60K format. We're only talking about Sunday and Monday games, so Chicago, New York. You already know the outcome of that game. And also on buys, we've got the Falcons and Dolphins. Also, email any questions to FanDuelManual@gmail.com or feel free to hit us up on Twitter at FanDuelManual. Let's just jump right in with QBs, and I'll give you the top. So overall, the highest projected points and the best overall bargains are the same, 1, 2, and 3. It goes Peyton Manning, number 1, Tony Romo, number 2, and Robert Griffin, the 3rd, number 3. I decided to save a little bit of money at the QB position, so I went with the 3rd best overall bargain and the 3rd best overall total points projection. I would love to have Peyton Manning after, he's having one of those magical years where every single week he's putting up 4 touchdowns. He even ran one in. The guy runs like a giraffe, and he somehow ran one in last week. But he also cost $10,800, so it's just out of my price range if we only have a 60K salary cap. Chris, who did you pick?
I went with Tony Romo going head-to-head against Griffin, who you chose. In the losing cause, put up a huge amount of points, only second to Peyton Manning, of course, and I think he's going to maintain that level of play. He's also playing in arguably the biggest rivalry in the NFL, and usually he gets up for that one, so I thought Romo would be a good pick at the quarterback position.
Doug, where are you at?
I went the same direction. I went with Tony Romo. I also wanted to go with Peyton Manning, but with the price tag on Manning, it kind of limits the rest of your choices. And I also just felt like maybe this could be finally an off week for him. But Tony Romo, I think, just playing in Dallas, indoors, and the way he's playing right now, I think is a very good bet. And he was 2,000 less than Manning, so that's the direction I went.
Yeah, he's projected at 25.8. RG3 is at 23.8. Huge difference from where Peyton's projected at 32.3. At running back, there are not any. At quarterback, it was the best bargains are the highest projected. It's not the case for running backs. For running backs, the highest projected are probably, as you'd expect, Adrian Peterson, Jamal Charles, and LeSean McCoy. But when I sort from best smallest dollars per point, Willis McGahee tops the list, after followed by DeMarco Murray, and then NoSean Moreno. I decided to go with two of those guys, and Willis McGahee and DeMarco Murray. You mentioned that Dallas game is going to be probably the biggest rivalry in the NFL. I do think that those guys put together a good game plan. That's always a good game. So I'm hoping it's another high-scoring affair, and Murray sees some of those points. Doug, who do you have as your running back?
I did go with the biggest bargain, Willis McGahee. I think Detroit's, they get scored on, and in the goal line.
Wondering.
Jeez. Now, I need to rethink that pick after being just abducted. I think that'll be the bargain is there. Obviously, really low cost on Willis McGahee, and I hope he gets to the end zone once or twice. The other one I went with is kind of a little bit of a risk, but it's same thing, a good bargain that allowed me to go high on my receivers is Ronnie Hillman. Right now, technically, he's the backup of Moreno, but I think the way this game is going to play out, that we're going to get up by a lot, and we're going to try to experiment a little bit with our running backs. Also, Hillman catches more passes out of the backfield, I think. And I'm hoping that he actually outperforms Moshon Moreno at a cheaper price.
Okay. Chris, who did you go with this week?
I actually hope that he doesn't outperform Moshon Moreno, because I chose Moshon Moreno. I think that, such an obvious and overwhelmingly easy matchup for the Broncos. I just can't see them putting the ball in the air well into the fourth quarter. So if they're not putting the ball in the air, they're putting it on the ground. I expect them to try to control the clock, end the game as quickly as possible to avoid any stupid injuries and all that. For all those reasons, I just chose Moreno. I know there's a bit of a committee in Denver, but Moreno got a lot of carries last week. And if you had to pick one of the three who's the lead back right now, it's clearly Moshon. So he's my first pick. My other pick was Danny Woodhead from San Diego. Again, he's a guy who's been getting a lot of sneaky touches lately. Sort of like Brendan when he goes on a first date, a lot of sneaky touches. But Ryan Matthews could very well be out with a concussion, and FanDuel also does favor the PPR point system, which Woodhead is just crushing it right now with that. So all those reasons, Woodhead is my second back.
Yeah, and it's like you said, with the main back Ryan Matthews potentially and I think probably out this week, that's going to make a big difference, and it does pay to know your point system. It is half a point per reception in FanDuel, so absolutely, receivers who catch the ball a lot and running backs who get targeted are going to earn you extra points.
I'm not going to choose any receivers that don't catch a lot.
Well, I think with Hillman, well, just the Bronco game overall, that's the biggest point spread in the history of the NFL. Jacksonville is pretty inept, but I think because of that, there's a chance that Manning is out. And if Manning's out, I don't really know what's going to happen with their receivers. I don't know what's going to happen with the running back. I do agree with Chris that they'll try to control the clock, but with who, I'm not sure. So I just try to steer clear of those guys. At receiver, there's only one wide receiver that falls in the top projected points and also the top three best bargains. Hold on a second. Let me pull this up. That receiver is Pierre Garçon. The top three overall point projected, highest point projected players are Ed Bryant, followed by Demaryius Thomas, and then Pierre Garçon. Now the best overall bargains are Pierre Garçon, Vincent Brown, and Cecil Shorts, who may rack up some garbage time points. I decided to go with Pierre Garçon and Vincent Brown, two guys on that best bargain list. And then I went with another guy who's coming out of who's already had one of his bye weeks. He's had a great season so far, and he's in a pretty prolific offense in Randall Cobb. Doug, who do you have as your receivers?
I also went with Pierre Garçon. I think he's the most reliable of RG3's weapons. And like we talked about, I think that's going to be a pretty high-scoring game. I went with Andre Johnson. I know he's had some injury things, but for the amount that he was in the auction, I think Andre Johnson is a steal. When he's healthy, he's one of the top five receivers, and they're playing the St. Louis
still
Rams.
Yeah, he's still the fifth overall bargain, and he's projected to 17, over 17.
Yeah, and he against the Rams. They don't have Owen Daniels. I think Schaub is going to lean on him heavily. And then the last one I went with, I got to be honest, if I could have just chose all Broncos, I would have just done that. But I didn't have the money, and the system actually wouldn't allow me to do it. So that's how you know I tried to do that. But I went with Demaryius Thomas. I was thinking Welker or Thomas, and I don't think Jacksonville's the team that you need to do those short routes or be tricky or be smart against. I think Jacksonville's the team that just gets some big hit home runs, and I think Demaryius is the man for that job.
Yeah, I agree with that. He's already had a bunch of those against a lot better defenses. Chris, what do you have?
I want a piece of that Bronco pie as well with the receiving game. I went with Wes Welker. Because same reasons I sort of get from Moreno, I think it's going to be more of a ball control kind of thing. I agree with Doug that they have the talent just to kind of do whatever they want. But at the end of the day, even with that being said, I think they're going to want to get the W as quickly as possible without injuries. And an extension of the running game would definitely be to pass to Wes Welker on those short routes. So I went with him. Hope that, again, looking for the PPR value there. I also went for the opposite reason. I went with T.Y. Hilton. For Indianapolis, playing at San Diego, who is one of the weaker pass defenses in the whole league. And not only are they weak on pass defense as a whole, but they're extremely weak on giving up the big play. And T.Y. Hilton is one of the top big play receivers in the game today.
He had a nice breakout last week.
Yeah, he's been slumping, but I think, you know, the believers kind of came back to him after he proved what he could do last week. And I think that will continue against the bad San Diego defense. And my third one, like you guys, is Pierre Garçon. He is gaining more and more targets and receptions, averaging over 20, has over 20 receptions total in his past three games, I believe. And this is a Dallas team that just gave up 52 to Denver. So I think that's a pretty safe pick at this point.
All right. With as far as tight ends are concerned, there's a huge disparity between the number one overall point projection, and Jimmy Graham. And the next closest is Jason Witten. And then after, followed by Greg Olsen. Jimmy Graham is projected at 21, where Witten's at 15. Graham is the overall best bargain as well, followed by Greg Olsen and Derek Graham. Jason Witten's still the fourth overall best bargain, but I decided to spend money, where I'm thinking points are going to be scored in Jimmy Graham. We were talking a little bit last night, and Doug brought up a good point that if there is going to be a defense that's going to try and take Jimmy Graham or be able to take Jimmy Graham out of the game, I think New England and Belichick could try to figure something out to kind of cancel his game out a little bit, but no one's been able to do it so far this season, so I'm banking on Jimmy Graham having a big game. Doug, who do you have as your tight end?
Like I said, I would choose all Broncos if I could. I went with Julius Thomas. I usually do not try and choose a bunch of people on the same team, but I just can't get over how good Broncos are on offense and how sad the Jacksonville Jaguars are. I think they're going to do whatever they want the entire game. And
they only score one touchdown at a time, though, Doug.
If they only score one touchdown this game, forget it. It's over. But, I mean, I don't know. I just... If I have three out of the five main threats, then I should be good to go.
Doug, tell me what you think an end score to that Denver Broncos-Jacksonville game is going to be.
I think that they're going to be up in the 40s again. I think they're going to be around 45.
Okay.
Looking at like 17-10.
No way.
No.
A nail biter.
If it's a nail biter... I'm going to be
I will say, I think Jacksonville can score some, like you said, garbage points. I wouldn't be surprised if it was something like 45-21 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that we have a bit of a weakness. I mean, I know we lost, the Broncos lost a couple of cornerbacks, but Dallas put up a ton of points, so it shows that it's possible. Chris, who do you have as your tight end?
I went with Kobe Fleener. Not a lot of reason besides the fact that he's good value, and again, he's playing that San Diego defense. He's the sole tight end, sole pass-catching tight end in Indy right now. And
okay. I'm just gonna go through kickers. We all know that Doug would play all Denver Broncos. I And he has Matt Prater. I know, Chris, you chose Matt Prater as well. Is that right?
That's right. Correct.
Yeah, I chose Prater also. I don't know who's going to score, but I think they are going to score, and I know that every time they score, Prater's going to be there to get that extra one, at least 1 point. And if they somehow get stall out, which I don't see happening, he's going to get the extra 3 points. In the last game, the punter didn't come onto the field once for the Broncos. It was either a field goal, a touchdown, or unfortunately a fumble or a interception. But Prater, I think, is going to put up big numbers, and the projections show that, as he is the number one overall highest projected player at kicker, and he's also the best bargain. At defense, Doug, who did you go with on defense?
Well, it wouldn't allow me to choose the Broncos defense, so I did still have some money left, and the best defense out there, I think, still is the Seattle Seahawks, and especially when they play at home, they're a whole nother level against a kind of a shaky quarterback in Tennessee, and I think that they just will get a couple turnovers, they will shut them down, and can't really go wrong with the Seahawks defense.
Yeah, I think you're right. That team is incredible. Plus the fact that they're playing at home in that stadium, that's a huge bonus for them.
Plus they kind of got embarrassed last week, so I think they'll be back big time.
Doug, you mentioned that Tennessee has a shaky quarterback. Who do you guys think is better at quarterback, Jake Locker or Peyton Manning?
home or away?
Home.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, gotta go with Manning. I would go with Eli if I could, but I'm going to go with Peyton Manning in this one.
Hey, I'm just trying to show our listeners that we know what we're talking about.
Thanks. We're going to go with the defense.
I went with the 49ers. They were one of the higher priced defenses this week, but I think Doug had the same thing. I had some money left over, and I kind of went for it. They're playing at home against Arizona. Defense has been coming together as of late, and nobody on Arizona really scares me. Nobody, you have Fitzgerald, but other than that, they really haven't been very productive. So I went with San Fran.
All right, I decided to go with the Bengals this week. They're playing on the road, but they're playing against a really banged-up Buffalo team. I know that E.J. Manuel is most likely out if it's not already official. And I think it's Tool. Is that – what is that guy's name?
Tool Basket? You're right.
Yeah. I just asked somebody this today at work, and I said, oh, man, who's your quarterback today? The guy didn't even know his name. He goes, oh, I hope it's not that guy named Tool. He is the worst. That just made me feel better about my Bengals pick this week. Overall, I already have the points added up. I know it doesn't really make a difference, but the projections right now, I'm at 144.5, Doug's at 139, and Chris is at 139.2. I want to go into the pick of the week, that one player that you've got at roster. And for me, my holy steal this week is Pierre Garçon. The fact that I think we all chose him says that he's a great value, but also he's projected to have a really good game. I really want to have a piece of that game between the Redskins and the Cowboys. I think that's always a high-scoring game, always a good game, and Pierre Garçon looked good so far this season. Doug, your holy steal of the week.
So I went with Ronnie Hillman as my steal of the week. He's an incredible bargain. I do think that he's going to get a lot of touches. I think Ball will also get some touches in there as well, but I think there'll be enough to go around, and I think at that bargain, my prediction is he outplays Noshon Moreno, so that's why he's my steal of the week.
All right, we'll have to check the chart next week on that Hillman-Moreno thing. Chris, give us a holy steal.
My steal of the week is Danny Woodhead. A couple of the reasons I mentioned earlier. Basically going to be the main ball carrier. If Ryan Matthews doesn't play, his only competition for carries is Ronnie Brown, and that's not a lot these days. He is already at the top of the league in terms of receiving points for running backs, and now this week I think he'll continue to catch those receptions, but at the same time get maybe a few more carries than he's been getting. I'm looking at around 20 guaranteed touches for Danny Woodhead, and at the price that I got him at, it really can't be beat.
So Danny Woodhead, lock it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that call a lot. You had a really great pick last week in Alshon Jeffrey as your holy steal. And I think, this is a, could turn out to be another great one, especially with the value, like the, as much as he costs, and as well as he's done so far, Danny Wood has had a better year so far than guys like Frank Gore. So for me, that just, it speaks a lot to what kind of year Danny Wood has had. And with the feature back out there, it only, you know, I only imagine he's going to have more points.
Right.
That's going to wrap it up. Again, questions to FanDuelManual@gmail.com or at FanDuelManual is our Twitter handle. Doug, tell them about the website one more time.
Yeah, definitely go check out the website. I'll have it updated later this afternoon with our picks, our steals, the contest that you can join, and you can also go and check out the contact section, and if you want to send us any questions or anything, just go in there, and we'll try and bring them up on the next show.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, man. Good preview of the show. We'll see you all next week.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Yo. It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame. Until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me. Started playing fantasy. Realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's. That's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.